With foodborne illnesses in the U.S. causing 128,000 hospitalizations and 3,000 deaths a year, the USDA is offering some food safety tips online, too. Welcome back to Textonation. I'm Fred Fishkin. Joining us is USDA food safety expert Meredith Carruthers. Hi, Meredith.
Hi there. How are you?
Terrific. Well, feeling pretty good, even after reading the headlines here. While there are many Thanksgiving meal veterans out there, many others are new or not as experienced when it comes to cooking a turkey and the trimmings. And the USDA is here to help, probably valuable even for experienced cooks. And the big concerns have to do with safety. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so Thanksgiving is an awesome time for food. You know, I personally absolutely love eating everything that we can make for Thanksgiving. And like you mentioned, it's something that a lot of people have been preparing for a long time, but it's also something that new people are preparing. And, you know, people are preparing a turkey for the first time and, you know, possibly something that they only cook once a year or never have cooked. So lots of different food safety considerations to come with Thanksgiving, most of which come with preparing a turkey. A lot of it also comes from you're just preparing a lot of food and you're preparing food for people that's going to be sitting out and enjoy food multiple hours and you're trying to have leftovers. So a lot of that comes into play and you don't want foodborne illness to crash your Thanksgiving party. You really don't. It's not a fun time for anybody.
No. So what are some of the most common mistakes that can lead to illnesses?
So a lot of people just, you know, first things first, don't thaw the turkey properly. So a lot of turkeys nowadays that you purchase are frozen or even partially frozen as they're kept at cold temperatures. And people don't always thaw them properly and safely. So a lot of people, you know, traditionally thaw them on the counter because they think that's a great way for it to quickly thaw. Unfortunately, that's not necessarily always safe. Your house is at a temperature where bacteria actually like to multiply rather quickly. You know, as all of us have our houses around, you know, 70 degrees or so, 60 to 70 degrees, bacteria can multiply at those temperatures. So it's not safe to thaw your turkey on the counter or at room temperature. You really want to be thawing your turkey in the refrigerator or, you know, using the cold water method, something that's going to keep it at a safe temperature throughout that time frame. Another thing that people don't do correctly is take the temperature of the turkey, the internal temperature, using a food thermometer. You know, turkeys come with a pop-up timer a lot of times, and those are really great to use as a guide for when your turkey's getting close to being done. But a food thermometer is the only way to tell for sure if a turkey has reached a safe internal temperature, which means all of that foodborne illness bacteria has been killed. So you want to be using your food thermometer in three places, in the thickest part of the breast, the innermost part of the wing, and the innermost part of the thigh, to make sure it reads 165 degrees Fahrenheit. And that will mean that your turkey is done and safe for everyone that's eating it.
You know, very often people are out there with the cutting board on Thanksgiving Day and starting to carve the turkey. Are there telltale signs that, this better go back in the oven?
So really color, juices, all of those are not sure indicators of doneness. You know, a lot of times it'll be, if the turkey looks a little bit raw, it needs to go back in. And that's really where your food thermometer comes in handy and why we recommend for everyone to have one. Because if it's reached 165 in those three places, it is considered safe to eat. You know, color is not a reliable indicator of doneness. Sometimes the turkey might still look a little pink, but when it's reached 165, it's technically safe to eat. And that color may still be a little persistently pink, and that's okay. The temperature is really what matters the most. But if you don't have a thermometer and you are still seeing some of those signs, like it looks raw still or anything like that, you definitely want to pop it back in. Again, a food thermometer is the best way to tell, but if you don't have one, you want to be cooking it, you know, almost overcooking it to make sure you have really cooked it thoroughly, because people can get sick with an undercooked turkey.
What about things like washing the turkey before you put it in the oven? Is that necessary, or what should people know? And is there a safe way to do it? You're going to put it in the sink and then you've got all kinds of other things around the area.
Right. So washing poultry can be a food safety risk that comes from the fact that when you're washing it, you're actually removing some of that bacteria on it, which spreads into your sink, could potentially splash onto the countertops and whatnot. And if you don't properly clean and sanitize that area, you know, your sink, your countertops, et cetera, after you've washed that raw poultry, And then you start to go preparing other things like, you know, a salad, or you're washing your greens in there, or you're putting other dishes and things that can cross-contaminate harmful bacteria onto those foods that might not be cooked later on. And that can, you know, get people sick if they then eat that. So it's really, it's just more of a risk. It's not necessary to make the poultry safe. It's not necessary to make the turkey safe to eat. Really, that's going to come from cooking it fully to a safe internal temperature and handling it properly otherwise. But, you know, a lot of people do rinse their poultry. It's understandable. We also understand that turkeys are large and they're bulky, and it's hard to properly, you know, unwrap all of that and contain all the juices in something other than the sink. So that's totally understandable. And it's, you know, something that's going to be easier. It's not necessary, but yes. So the way that you would then make your situation safe afterwards, if you do have to rinse your, you know, turkey, or if you have to unwrap it in the sink or something like that, is to really clean and then sanitize. So clean is going to involve taking a, you know, sponge or a rag or something with soap and water on it, scrubbing that down. That's going to physically remove any debris or some of those germs that are there. And then after you do that, take a sanitizer. So that's going to be either, you know, a commercial sanitizer that you've purchased that's safe for food contact surfaces, or a sanitizing solution that you can make in your own home of 1 tablespoon bleach to 1 gallon of water, and wipe that down, let it air dry, and then you can continue preparing your foods in your sink afterwards. So not necessary. We don't totally recommend to do it, just, you know, to keep everybody safest. But if you do, clean and sanitize your sink fully and thoroughly after to make it safe.
Very interesting. And what's your advice to people about deep frying a turkey? Some people like to do that, but I imagine that might be tougher to try to get a temperature read.
Right. Yeah. So deep frying is a cool option. I personally have had deep fried turkey and really liked it a lot. There are some personal safety considerations that come with deep frying that you always have to make sure you follow, like making sure the turkey is fully thawed before it goes in the deep fryer. If you put a turkey with any kind of ice crystals into the deep fry oil, it'll vaporize and turn into steam and cause it to bubble over, and that can create burns and other injuries. So that's something to keep in mind. But otherwise, for a safe internal temperature, making sure it's done. It can be done safely by, you know, when you fully pull out the turkey from the fryer bin, let it, you know, kind of drip for a few minutes, and then you can use the thermometer to take temperature that way. But even if you're deep frying, you know, if you're air frying, deep frying, roasting in the oven, putting pieces in a slow cooker, anything that you're doing to cook your turkey, we do recommend using that food thermometer to make sure it gets to 165 and then it's safe to eat.
And then there's the matter of leftovers. Mm-hmm. How quickly do we need to get what's left of the turkey, assuming there is left of the turkey, into the fridge?
Absolutely. I love leftovers so much. So I definitely want to make sure that they are safe to eat for days to come. So to do that, they really have to be getting into the refrigerator within 2 hours. Or if any of your listeners are somewhere where it's over 90 degrees Fahrenheit, that time is reduced to 1 hour. But 2 hours is your magic number for Thanksgiving leftovers. You know, as food starts to get served, as everybody's sitting down, eating, going into their turkey comas, it's easy to lose track of time. So try really hard to set yourself a reminder or a timer that has that 2 hour mark, so you can make sure you're getting back to your food, breaking it down into smaller portions, getting it into the refrigerator within 2 hours. Because after that time frame, harmful bacteria can continue to grow. They can even grow to dangerous levels that make it so they won't be safe later on, even if you reheat. You do have to make sure that that is getting into the refrigerator within a 2 hour time frame.
So I guess we can say before dessert, take care of the leftovers.
Yes, exactly. Before dessert, take some time to go ahead and put those foods into the refrigerator, get them all nicely packaged up. And that also gives you space to put your desserts out.
Excellent. Is there a place people can go to for more information on all
Absolutely.
Of this?
So we have a ton of information on our website, www.fsis.usda.gov. We have lots of fact sheets and resources specifically about Thanksgiving and turkey and preparing your holiday meal safely. We also have a meat and poultry hotline, which has live food safety experts like myself available to answer any of your questions.
We're even open on Thanksgiving Day, which is great as a resource to be able to call us if you're having any panic or any, you know, questions that you need answered, debates from your family you need settled on what to do. We're open on Thanksgiving, and we're also open the day after, as well as Monday and all next week after that. So if you have any leftovers questions, give us a call. You can call us at 1-888-MP-HOTLINE, so easy to remember, or that's 1-888-674-6854. You can email us at mphotline@usda.gov or live chat with us at ask.usda.gov.
Now, do you actually participate in answering the phones?
So this year I'm not. It's my first year off in like 4 years, but previously the past like 4 years, I worked on Thanksgiving Day with the hotline team. And it's just a very rewarding day knowing that you're helping people who are in a panic about preparing a meal that, you know, they're not used to preparing very often.
Terrific. Yeah, I dropped it on the floor. Should I wash it? What should I do?
Yeah, exactly. My turkey's not thawed yet. So how do I make this turkey by dinner time? That type of stuff.
Terrific. Well, thank you so much, Meredith Carruthers. Have a wonderful holiday, and thanks for spending time with us.
Thanks. Of course. Thanks so much for having me. Happy Thanksgiving.
Now this. It takes a lot of listening to build a better radio, and that's just what the folks at Sea Crane have done. Bob Crane and his crew, nestled among the rivers and tallest trees in the world in Fortuna, California, have made a habit of listening to their customers. And that's just what they've done in building the CC SkyWave SSB, the Swiss Army knife of portable radios. For everyday listening to AM or FM in the yard or patio or on the nightstand without having to drain a mobile phone battery, it's a great companion. But it is also a companion equipped for NOAA weather information and alerts that can be life-saving. You can listen to FEMA and Coast Guard transmissions, too. Beyond all of that, you can tune into shortwave signals from around the world. It's compact, easy to take with you, and built to last. The CC SkyWave SSB. Click on the link at textination.com.